This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump is quickly taking shape here in Washington. House Democrats have issued a subpoena for documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduled depositions for other officials at state. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden says the charges against Mr. Trump that he enlisted political aid from Ukraine meant to damage Biden are serious. He spoke at a campaign rally in Las Vegas.
We have a president who's violated his oath of office, a president who has put at risk our national security, a president who may, and that would be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime.
AP's Julie Pace has a debrief on the chances Mr. Trump will be impeached by the Democratic-controlled House, with the case then going to the Republican-controlled Senate.
The reality is that President Donald Trump stands a very good chance and has a high likelihood of being impeached by the House. That is, of course, because that is a Democratic majority branch of Congress. But I do think that depending on what other evidence comes out, you want to watch Republicans. They control the Senate. That is where he would be essentially on trial if the House impeaches him. Right now, no signs that the Republicans are going to be anywhere close to convicting Trump. But you do want to watch some of these Republicans, people like Mitt Romney, people like Lamar Alexander, just for signs of whether there will be a little bit of a crack in that caucus.
That was AP's Julie Pace. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and New York Times report that President Trump's special representative for Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint that Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine's president for help in the effort to tarnish the reputation of Joe Biden. From Washington, this is VOA News.